Morning Sunshine Country. It's 24 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock here at our studios, 48 degrees, and winds are from the southeast now at about 10 to 12 miles per hour, picked up a little bit, and 0.2 inches of rain is what we have received at our studios. We're going to have the opportunity and privilege now to visit with the executive director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association, Elaine Carlson. Elaine, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Aaron. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You ready for Thanksgiving?
I am.
Traditions for Elaine and Carrie.
So those have changed through the years.
I bet they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first Thanksgiving we will just have one of our kids with us. As I think I've shared before, we're expecting our third grandbaby.
Uh-huh.
And that's any day now. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Could it be Thanksgiving Day?
It could be.
Hmm.
It could be. There is a date that's on the calendar scheduled, but the doctor doesn't think that day we're gonna be here before that day.
Okay.
So we're Nana and Papa have bags packed, and because Everett needs someone to watch over him, so we'll go do that and welcome the new little one. So Thanksgiving is planned, and it's going to be very low key and quiet and cozy and
anticipatory of a new little grandbaby.
Exactly.
So what do you have a favorite dish? Something that like is Thanksgiving to you?
So my lifestyle has changed the way I eat. So prior to that, I would have to say probably the pumpkin pies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
your favorite?
Yeah. That was always my dad's favorite too. So I always made pumpkin pie for him and Cool Whip and the whole nine yards. But honestly, the whole dinner is a traditional,
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep. But now turkey. I love turkey.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. So
in many different ways. So
yeah,
Thanksgiving is an exception in that calories and dietary concerns don't apply on Thanksgiving.
I'm not worried about the calories. It's the sugar, the sugar and the carbs. So when you factor those things in, then you start looking at that menu.
But it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply on Thanksgiving. Well, is exempt.
So I promise Carrie that it will not affect him. It does not.
Trust
affect
me.
Him.
I understand 100%. So.
So he's appreciative.
He's happy
about that,
isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. Where do we want to start, Elaine? Where do we want to start with our update here?
So just an update about our cold cash sale.
Yes.
We sold out in less than 2 hours. I think it was like an hour and a half, if I remember correctly. So those of you who came out and took advantage of that promotion, thank you. And don't forget that you have those certificates either in your coat pocket, your purse, or your glove compartment, or your vehicle, wherever it may be. Get out there and spend those because they do expire.
Absolutely.
January 31st. So
spend them.
Spend them.
You
bet. That's the purpose.
You can't pay your water bill or your speeding ticket.
No.
But really, for many things, you can use those. So
yes.
There you go.
And if you have questions where, please contact us. We've got a list that we can share with you. We did that day. Holiday Extravaganza, another successful event for us again this year. It's a Christmas jammy ladies' night out, and no one disappointed us. They were all in their jammies and had a blast. So want to thank Diana Heatbrink, Cassandra Pullen, Janice Lester, Jeannie Bruning. Thank you for their volunteerism to pull that event off. Those folks were key in that. Our event sponsors, Dental Care PC, Nishto Productions, and H&R Block, as well as the many local businesses that generously donated to the Piccadilly Auction. And it was a great auction that enables us to put on all the free events that we're going to talk about here coming up shortly for this weekend. Special thanks to the Montgomery County Fair Board, for allowing us to host at their wonderful venue again this year. Shout out to the Red Oak Wrestling crew and parents for assisting us to set up on Sunday and take down Monday night. We do give them a donation for their help, but without them,
it wouldn't happen.
No, not as smoothly as it did, for sure. Brenda Verba and her team served another delicious meal, and the Red Oak Elks hosted the holiday bar for the evening. The Red Oak Greenhouse once again provided us gorgeous poinsettias that just brings that festive atmosphere to this event. So we really appreciate them and all that they continue to do throughout the year. LA Linens this year added some elegance with some of their balloon creations and decorations for the event space. And then can't go without saying thanks to Adam Heatbrink, Brian Carlson, Carrie Carlson, Bo Bowie, and Greg Brower for helping make the auction and the entire evening lively and fun.
Were they the models?
So Adam, Brian, and Carrie were. And yes. I don't know that they would appreciate the word model.
I'm going with models.
Okay. Well, I got to go home to one, so I don't know that. Yeah.
But it went well, though.
It went well. They had fun. Everybody had fun. And Bo Bowie helped us out with kind of the presentation of the different baskets and things. He's always there to help out with our IT, bless his heart. And Greg Brower.
He just makes it all work.
Oh,
he?
My goodness.
Just makes it all.
He's a fabulous MC and just a lot of fun, and everybody enjoys Greg. So.
Okay.
And then thanks to all of our vendors and for bringing all their holiday goods in and all the things that they've got going on with their businesses and organizations this year. I will tell you that they were all very, very pleased with the event and had record-breaking.
It sold out, right?
We did that first
pretty
day.
Pretty early.
Yeah, the first day, and we only have 225 tickets that we sell, Aaron. Mm-hmm. So that first day, we sold 115. We didn't even have time to get it on our website for people to purchase online. It was crazy, yeah.
Popular event.
Loved it. So thank you to everyone. And, you know, it's always that second Monday in November. Mark your calendars.
You'll do it again next year. Okay. And by the way, we are visiting with Elaine Carlson, the Executive Director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. Can we talk about holiday kickoff?
Yes. Holiday kickoff is this Friday, November 28th. The festivities will begin at 5:15 as the Joyful Noise Community Choir.
Yes.
That's just been working together and practicing together recently.
This may be their first gig.
This is their debut.
We're going to call it a gig.
Gig. When
that's industry lingo.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're part of that industry, so we'll go with that. When I got that phone call from Holly, I was like, oh, yes, we would love that. That just sets the mood and gets everybody excited. So... they're going to gather at 5:15 and lead us off with some wonderful music that they're wanting all of us to join in and sing along with them.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common music, right, that most people would know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be your traditional carols.
And
then the community Christmas tree. We will light that up to embrace the reason for the season at 5:30. And then... Santa and Mrs. Claus will be joining us. And this year, they are going to be located in the building across the street to the west of Vile Insurance. So it sits at 3rd and Coolbaugh, previously known as Promotional Concepts.
Right on the corner there.
Right on the corner with all the windows. You're going to see Santa's chair and all the lights.
Okay.
Tammy has been over there making it very festive. So yes, at 5:30, they will be there ready to hear all the children's Christmas wishes and opportunities to take family photos with Santa. So also happening in that space, Rotary Club will be serving hot cocoa that evening to take the chill off.
So hot cocoa, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there.
And Mrs.
Claus. I mean,
you
got them both. Yeah. I don't know what strings you had to pull to do that.
Well.
But this time of year, Santa gets pretty busy, but you have both Santa and Mrs. Claus.
There were some strings to be pulled.
Wow.
But...
So that will be from 5:30 until 7?
5:30 to 7.
That's Friday. Like
Friday.
This Friday. Yes.
The Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
So go and enjoy that. Then, anything else?
Also going on are the free horse-drawn carriage rides.
You bet.
That are provided by Jeff and Lori Christensen of Circle C Signs out of Clarinda.
They do a great job with that.
They do. Yeah. We've been working with those folks for, gosh, I don't know how many years now, Aaron, but it's
good
always
folks.
A pleasure to work with them, and they keep everybody safe, and everybody just enjoys that, and it just adds also that ambiance to the downtown. Now, this year, they have a new carriage.
Oh.
So it actually will seat 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not going to have as many maybe lined up at a time. We're going to be able to get more people. Yep. And not have to cut the line off.
So will the horse-drawn carriage rides start at that corner as well? What will that traffic flow be?
So that's where you're going to load and unload. We actually will have them loading and unloading right at Vial Insurance Corner. It's not kind of, backing up, bottlenecking, going in to see Santa. So it's going to be right there.
That'll be a busy corner.
And it'll be right on the square, but it's going to be,
Okay.
So.
You bet. Thanks to the Christensens for that.
Absolutely. We appreciate everyone that's going to be participating that night. Mm-hmm. The Joyful Noise Community Choir, Rotary Club, helping us with the hot chocolate, Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Other thing, Elaine, are there sponsors that we should note with this that we want to make sure we say thank you to?
Yes. So our overall sponsors are Fairway Meat and Grocery, Houghton State Bank, Mediacom, Red Oak Express, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home. Our horse-drawn carriage ride sponsors are Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank and Hallmark Gold Crown and Oak Valley Animal Health Clinic.
Okay.
So that's for that evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to those folks.
Yep.
All right.
Now we're going to transition.
Small Business Saturday. Okay. Let's talk about Small Business Saturday.
So that is the very next morning.
Yep.
And at 10 o'clock... we are going to start off with the lighted fire truck rides.
Okay.
Again, thanks to Dave and Debbie Gamble again this year, making that possible downtown. And the Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes and Brad Baker, thanks to all of those folks for organizing this and helping us to provide these rides for the families and kids. Now, they are going to be located, getting on and off, at the Agora Coffee House and Event Venue.
Okay, very cool.
Which is right beside the Red Oak Grand Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We were there last year. So, Bo and Anna have announced their soft opening. I don't know how soft it is going to be because it's going to be pretty busy that morning.
It certainly will, yes.
They're excited and jumping in with both feet. And so you'll be able to go in and purchase all sorts of offerings that they've been posting on their social media. So we're excited that they're working with us again this year. Also inside, Emily Martin with volunteers from Nishna Productions will be hosting the Christmas bingo game.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Again this year. Lots of fun little prizes for kids. That gives you kind of something else to do besides the fire truck rides as they are going on. Also, within that space, Anna Bowie and I think some friends of hers, they are helping to work with the kids on some Christmas crafts. So,
all right.
And those activities are from 10 until noon.
Okay. So how much like the carriage rides the night before or the lighted fire truck rides, how much are those? Fee.
Oh, how much is the fee? I thought you meant how much do I pay them.
No. What's the fee to the user to go and enjoy those activities?
Well, because of the funds that were raised for the Piccadilly Auction, mm-hmm. all of these activities this whole weekend are free.
Free.
Completely.
You can go ride the carriage Friday night, see Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Absolutely.
Which is a big deal this time of year.
It is.
Or the next morning, you can go ride the lighted fire truck. mm-hmm. for free.
For free. And okay. do a Christmas craft.
And do a Christmas craft for free.
Win some prizes at Christmas Bingo.
It's free.
Now, one more free item.
Yeah.
In the afternoon at 1:30, the Grand Theater is playing Annie Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh.
Now, Annie Claus, and I should have quizzed you on this.
You probably
Aaron.
Should have. I would have yeah. failed. Because I'm
who
not
do you, Who do you think Annie Claus is? Let's just go there.
Annie Claus is a relative of Saint Nick.
She is. She's actually their daughter.
No.
Yeah.
They don't have.
I never knew.
I didn't know that.
No. I mean, we know about, you know, the main players, Rudolph and
yeah, I didn't
Donner
know that,
Blitzen.
I didn't know that there was an Annie Claus. When did this yeah. come about?
Well, I guess you're going to have to come and watch the movie to find out.
Did you
out.
Know that?
I didn't until we were choosing movies, and I went, well, I want to know more about this Annie Claus.
Annie Claus.
So Annie Claus is coming to town, 1:30 at the Red Oak Grand Theater, and that is also free to the public.
I did not know that. Okay. Well, I've learned something.
Want to thank our sponsors. Again, our overall sponsors are for the whole weekend, mm-hmm. but for the Light of Fire Truck Ride sponsors, that's Doval Refrigeration and Appliance and Red Oak Fabrication. And then our movie sponsors are Bank Iowa, Hy-Vee, and Red Oak Express.
Okay. Thank you to those sponsors. Very cool. So that's a big weekend. What else is going on, Elaine? Small Business Saturday. When you're going to shop, think small business.
Small business.
Whether it's Small Business Saturday or some Tuesday afternoon, just go do it.
Well, when we talk about small businesses, we're talking about the backbone, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Of not only our community, but of America. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we need to shop small, and I wrote down some key points here with my little...
I see that.
Yep. Yeah. You're keeping that money local. So you're going into a small business and you're supporting their business, but you're buying goods or things, services or whatever that, you know, you were looking for that was available right here.
Mm-hmm.
But you're now supporting a family
yep.
and employees
yep.
that they're going to spend their money here.
Yep.
So it not only supports those local jobs and families, it strengthens our business community mm-hmm. downtown and surrounding our community. It builds community because those are the folks that are sponsoring school events,
absolutely.
Community events, mm-hmm. local causes and fundraisers and things. So that strengthens all of those connections. So obviously entrepreneurship is huge. We wouldn't have these small businesses if there weren't those folks out there that were wanting to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So
it absolutely is important, if at all possible, to shop local for all the reasons you just mentioned. Absolutely. They're families that live here. They own businesses here. They reinvest back into the community through, like you said, activities and all of the things that we get to do and participate in. So
and
sponsor. And so support mm-hmm. those folks.
Support those folks. If there's something that maybe that person or that business isn't carrying, mm-hmm. It might be something that they can get a hold of and bring in.
Yeah.
You know, I myself have done that before. Mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of the businesses are, you know, if they can do it, they're gonna try. It may be something that they'd never thought about. Mm-hmm. And it may be something that, well, they would look to see if they had access to a vendor that carried that particular item or line of items. So,
yeah,
you know, have those conversations with those owners.
You bet.
And you know what? Thank them for being here.
You bet. Because when they all go away, it gets pretty bleak, in my opinion.
It does.
So
we've seen times through the years that the downtown and some, you know, other mm-hmm. spaces around the community had empty buildings.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad to see.
We don't want to see that.
Nope.
Not a good thing. Okay, Elaine. Elaine Carlson with me, by the way, the executive director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. Let's talk about the business promotions, that what they have going on that we need to be aware of.
So the one thing that we have coming up with the business promotions group is a holiday ladies' night out, and that's an event that and I'm going to name off the participating retailers here in a second, That is being held from 4 to 7 on December 10th. Okay. That's Wednesday, December 10th, 4 to 7. Mm-hmm. And we have Jay Mercantile, Jenks So Thrifty. Now, that's a new member to the chamber. And a lot of people are already aware of who they are, but they are going to be located in our chamber on that evening. Mark Jackson's Ashley Furniture Store, Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank and Gold Crown Hallmark Store. Mary Kay with Sherla Schmid, she will be located in the Carpet Store and Designs by Denise, who's also participating. The Pudgy Pumpkin Patch Gift Shop, The Rustic Blonde, Whispering Wind Woodworking, and that's Ivan Craig. He will also be at the chamber in that front space with all of his offerings. And the White Sparrow.
Awesome.
So come check those folks out Wednesday, December 10th from 4 to 7. And it's just, it's always a fun event.
Who is the business promotions group made up of?
They are made up of anybody that's a member of the chamber can be a part of that group.
Okay.
You don't have to even have a business.
But you can be part of the promotions group.
Yep.
Okay.
Because what we are all about is working with the existing events that the chamber hosts and how they can partner or, you know, kind of follow up with something that they would like to promote during that, whether it's Junction Days or what have you. But it's also a group that we're always trying to come up with some new ideas, new marketing ideas for the businesses. You know, if there's a special event that's coming to Red Oak that hasn't been here before, or it's been a while, you know, how can we have a presence with that?
Yeah.
So those kinds of things. Now we are done meeting until after the first of the year, and we'll start planning and dreaming then again.
So Elaine Carlson with me, the executive director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. Are there upcoming things that we need to be aware of? What else do we need to touch on here, Elaine?
So a few other things that are going on.
Yeah.
We have a business after hours that's being hosted once again by Darcy and her crew at Riverbend Heritage Lodge, and that is on Friday, December 12th.
Okay.
And that, I believe, starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And that's just, if you haven't been out there during the holidays, it's an amazing,
pretty cool.
Oh
yeah,
they do such a nice job of decorating. Excuse me, I'm gonna correct that time. It's from 4 to 8.
Okay.
It's expanded this year.
Okay.
4 to 8. So come and enjoy hors d'oeuvres, beverages, fellowship, and obviously enjoy the beautiful Christmas decor.
Okay.
So that is happening on the 12th. Sure. Excuse me. Sherla Schmid with Mary Kay is having an open house. She's having her own holiday open house at the Chamber on that Saturday, December 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So you can stop by the Chamber and visit with Char and see what all she has to offer this holiday season.
Okay.
One other event, I need to backtrack here, back to Thursday, December 11th. As you know, MCDC and the Red Oak Chamber are partnering with the hospital and sponsoring Food for Thought Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second Thursday of each month, and the first four were scheduled to be with Major General Chris Hughes, and the topic is AI.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the third Food for Thought, December 11th, and it starts at noon and ends right at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
So.
And it's free, if I remember
and
right.
And it is free.
Yes.
So it's been well attended, and both Ben and I have been at the previous ones. I plan to have to attend this one as well, and just a lot of interesting things, and we're learning a lot.
Very cool.
So.
Do we need to talk about new board members, or do you have more information there?
Rustic Blonde, I just want to throw out, they're having an event December 22nd. Cocktails and Curls. Do you think that's a spot for you to
attend?
Sounds
like my kind of event.
Cocktails and curls.
What do
well,
we
there's
do?
Something for everybody
okay,
in that,
so
right?
What are we doing at Cocktails and Curls?
Well, they are starting that event at 4 o'clock, and the first 10 guests receive a VIP bag.
Oh.
Holiday cocktail attire is what they are, you know, okay. if you want to get into the theme of things. And they have vendors that are going to be doing Botox, permanent jewelry, spray tans, piercings, one-on-one curl training, Addie Scrubs, and they're going to have snacks, a Polaroid booth, and product specials. So that's December 22nd, starting at 4 o'clock, Rustic Blonde Salon.
Okay. There you go. Cocktails and Curls. That's a new event.
Yes.
All right.
Brand new event.
Okay. So go. Do I need to register for that or just show up to that?
I think you can just show up.
Okay.
For that. I think that they would appreciate that.
All right.
Legends Cafe has sent us that they are.
Did you see that cinnamon roll?
Yeah, we got one.
Did you see that cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
It's like as big as my head. I have a big head. It's huge. So
we had a big
yes
cinnamon roll size of your head, too,
yes.
I guess,
yeah.
that same day. And yes,
yeah.
it was. I was like,
yeah.
That barely fits on a plate.
It's gigantic.
Let alone in the container they
gigantic.
Brought it in.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Nope, you're good. They are selling gift cards. So gift card promotion, you buy $40 and you get $10.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's a great,
you bet.
Great promotion. The offer is going to end soon, but it does not start until November 28th.
Okay.
So.
Put that down. Great opportunity there.
Yep. I think, you know, we've got Black Friday deals that are happening too at Red Oak Fab Friday and Saturday. Friday, they're open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So go check them out. 20% off their whole store. Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank and Gold Crown Hallmark are sponsoring a movie December 11th, 7 p.m. There's just so much going on, Aaron, that I would tell you to just look at our community calendar,
mm-hmm.
go to the chamber, you know, look through the communicator. Check out our social media pages to see what's happening when.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with everybody, but
check
those are just some of the main ones.
And think small business when you're going to do your shopping here going forward.
Absolutely.
So talk to me about the board of directors. I think we kind of passed right by that, Elaine.
Yes. So we have two board members that are ending their 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-3-year terms is
okay.
how our board is structured.
And then you have to exit the board for a period of time, right?
You, according to our bylaws, you are off the board for a year,
mm-hmm.
but then you can come back
okay.
if that's something you would like to do. So I'm excited to share that Sharon Bradley is a board member that has is definitely coming back
cool.
in January.
Well, good.
Ben Lundgren, as he has taken on his new position with MCDC, will be going off of our board. And we are welcoming Christy O'Neill from Houghton State Bank, who
Very
will
cool.
be joining us in January.
All right. So thanks to those who have served and thanks to those who continue to serve and are willing to serve.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's see, something that we have already for next year's calendar, I can confirm, is our annual meeting, and
mm-hmm.
those two board members will be sworn in, as the rest of the board is too, is Wednesday, January 28th.
Okay.
That will be held out at the Red Oak Country Club, and more details to come, but 5:30 is when we open the doors.
Very cool.
So.
All right. There you go. There's a lot going on, Elaine.
There's a lot.
Wow. It's a holiday time, but it's fun.
Will
this week be crazy busy for you?
Ahead
of the holidays?
It's more so end of year stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm putting together the budget for next year. Still sending out renewals and putting final touches on, you know, upcoming events for this weekend. Our Red Oak Living magazine,
mm-hmm.
it comes out every 2 years. We've got to get that finalized in the next couple of weeks here. So that can be sent off to be printed. Have a marketing tourism meeting this afternoon, and we're going to kind of button that up, I think.
Very good.
So lots to do.
But all good things, though.
All good things.
Very good. All right, Elaine, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Aaron.
Elaine Carlson with me, the executive director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.